You've tuned into His Name Ministries Podcast.
Hey guys, this is Brandon Brim, His Name Ministries Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And I am so looking forward to sharing with you right now what the Holy Spirit, I woke up this morning and some things were on my heart. And many of you listening know that Destiny and I, my wife, we welcome our first baby girl, our first child. And you could say it's been an adjustment, you know, we're not getting all the hours of sleep maybe we're used to, kind of up throughout the night. But what a blessing it is, and we're so thankful. But I woke up this morning and some things were on my heart. Some things I preached a couple years ago when I first started out in this adventure of trusting God and being a minister and doing what God had called me to do. And I was hearing a message I preached a couple years ago. And then some certain things that happened to my life, and I saw God take care of me and saw God deliver me. So I felt led. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to record and I want to share with some of the people listening what God has put on my heart. And it's everything that we're hearing right now. It's all on the media. It's all on the TV. You turn the TV on, you're going to hear about it. You look on your phone, you look on social media, you're going to see it. And what is it? I'm sure many of you there listening could answer. It's this, the coronavirus. Let me tell you, the coronavirus is of the devil. And the coronavirus cannot touch you or your household. In Jesus' mighty name, we are people of faith. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. It doesn't say in the Bible, hey, you know what, as a son and daughter, sometimes you will have disease and sometimes you will go through plagues, you know, especially if the media really talks about it. Sometimes those might come on you. No, it says in the Word of God, the blood of Jesus is more powerful than any of that stuff. And it says that no plague can come near your dwelling. So I'm so looking forward to these next few moments. I would encourage you to listen. Let people know. And I believe not just you, but me, we're going to hear from God himself. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done, everything that you do, who you are the great I am. Lord, we love you. Holy Spirit, I ask you to use my words. It won't be my words. Let it be your words. And your word, like in Jeremiah, you said, is not my word like a fire. And that fire can burn up any disease, any plague. Is not my word like a hammer. So Lord, as we preach, as I speak your word, I thank you, let it go on our hearts. Let it be like a fire shut up in our bones. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I was kind of preparing for this. And some things the Lord put on my heart. Here's some things right here. It's all about fear. And what you fear, you automatically submit to. You and I are not called to have any fear. Fear never helps you. It affects you. Here's one. Fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. Everything we're hearing on the media, people talking about it. Even, it's amazing. My wife and I, we go to the stores and there's no hand sanitizer. There's no toilet paper. There's no paper towels. Why is it? Fear. They're thinking, and I asked Destiny, why paper towels? Why toilet paper? What's the reason behind that? Well, they're expecting just in case if they do get it, they'll have all the supplies that they need. So I'm literally thinking, wow, they're already making a decision out of fear, and they're already saying, oh, I might have it, so just in case, let me get all this stuff. And I think it's great preparing. You know, we have toilet paper, we have paper towels, we have hand sanitizer. But let me tell you, me getting in my car, going to the store, getting all the paper towels, all the toilet paper, all the hand sanitizer, my faith is not in that. My faith is in the blood of Jesus. My faith is in I am a son of the Most High God. Fear is a reaction. This is people reacting. They hear what's on the news. They hear what people are saying, and they're already reacting. But guess what? Courage is a decision. I'm so standing right now. Me and my wife, we are standing. We are having, we are making it a decision to have courage. Not just with this whole plague going around, this whole this flu bug going around. No, even in our day-to-day walk, even her and I trusting God with our finances and what God's called us to do and places for us to minister, we have to make a decision. I have to make a decision every morning when I wake up and I take my head and put it off the pillow, I look at myself and I say, Brandon, today you're going to decide to be courageous. You're going to have courage. Not to yield to fear. Not yield to pressure around you. Not yielding to what everyone else is doing. But you and I decide we will have courage because we know who our Father is. If you have your Bible there, I want you to turn to Mark chapter 6. And in Mark chapter 6, the disciples are out there in the boat. They're in the middle of the lake. The waves are crashing the boat. The wind is very great. And Jesus is alone on the mountain praying. But Jesus told them, I will see you on the other side, before they took off. Let me tell you, when Jesus says something, when the Word of God says something about you and I, you can literally take it to the bank. What the Word of God says about you and I, about us being blessed, us being healthy, us being blessed, all that, you can literally say, you can take it and say, you know what, Lord, I believe and I receive. You can take that to the bank. So Jesus told them that, hey, I will literally see you on the other side. I'll see you on the other bank. And there they are. They're in the boat. The waves are going against them. The wind is very great. And it says they thought they were going to sink. But Jesus comes and he walks. So let's look at Mark chapter 6, verse 48. And Jesus saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was against them. It was about the fourth watch of the night. He comes unto them walking upon the sea. So check this out. Jesus is walking upon the very thing they think is going to take them out. Let me tell you, this little coronavirus, it is under the feet of Jesus. It is under our feet. So Jesus is walking upon the water, the very thing that is going against the disciples in the boat. So Jesus is walking upon the sea. And they supposed to have been a spirit. And they cried out. For verse 50, they says this, for they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them. And he said this, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I want us to look at this. He said in verse 50, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. You can imagine the disciples out there on the water, on the boat, cold, wet, the wind's against them. They're thinking, what's going to happen? They should have known. Well, Jesus said he'll see us on the other side. We are going to be on the other side. But they were looking at what they could see, what they could feel. And then Jesus comes walking on the water. And they were afraid. They were troubled. And Jesus says, be not afraid. It is I. In the Passion Translation, listen to this. It says this. Don't yield to fear. Have courage. So Jesus said this. I know you're afraid. I can sense you have that fear, but I'm telling you, don't yield to it. I want to encourage you and encourage me. Don't yield to fear. And just like Jesus, what he told his disciples, don't yield to fear. Have courage. The times that we are living in, the things we're hearing on the news, we cannot yield to fear. We have to have courage. Fear is the currency of darkness. I like that. I feel a witness of the Lord on that. Fear is the currency of darkness. Without what? It's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I heard Brother Copeland say, fear is faith in the devil. And guess what? His love, Jesus' love for you and I, that perfect love, it casts out all fear. You and I are not called to have any fear. Not 1% fear, not 2%, not 3%. No, no fear at all. Fear is the currency of the dark of darkness. That's why we can't have any place, have fear, have any place in our lives. In John chapter 14, verse 27, the Passion Translation, Jesus says this, "I leave the gift of peace with you. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace." Right now, he's speaking to you and I. He is giving us that perfect peace, perfect shalom. He says this, "Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous." Jesus said it back then. He's saying it today. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Moses is dead. Joshua doesn't know what to do. Hear the Lord. Hear God speaks to Joshua. "Joshua, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous." He commanded Joshua there, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." I want to encourage you, wherever you go, God goes with you. And don't yield to fear. Have courage and be strong and courageous. Everywhere you go out to the store, you go out to the movies, you know God is with you. And you be strong and you be courageous and you apply the blood of Jesus on you. Just like that story, John G. Lake, the bubonic plague was killing literally hundreds of thousands of people. But he, as a son of God, knew what he carried. He knew about the power in the blood of Jesus. And he was actually burying these victims of the bubonic plague, getting paid for it. They're like, "How in the world could this happen? You know, you get near this, these guys with these plagues and these people that have died, you're going to get it." He goes, "I know this scripture, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." They put those, he goes, "To try it, test it." He liked to prove things to people. They took a swab out of this guy's mouth and had all these bubonic plague germs in it. It was all alive, all active. They put it in John G. Lake's hands and immediately it all died. That's what I'm talking about. Be strong and courageous. None of this little virus can come on you. It may try, but let me tell you, it will die in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 23, verse 4. "Even though you walk through the darkest valley, you will fear no evil because he is always with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you." I like this scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Let me tell you, you have any fear in you? Even a little bit of fear? Let me tell you, God has not given you that. So you do not need to carry it. You do not need to take that fear. It is not of God. It says here, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." But what has he given us? He's given us power and a love and a sound mind. Fear opens up the gates for the enemy to work in your life. I know so many Christians that have feared certain things, and I've seen it happen in their lives. And no one really wants to talk about that. But when you have fear, when you are walking in fear instead of faith, you will allow the enemy to work in your life. I don't care if you go to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday. But if you have fear in your life, let me tell you, you have given the enemy a place in your life. We are all familiar with Job. Here, Job, a mighty man of God. And we saw how things came against him. But let us look here at Job chapter 3, verse 25. He said this, "For the thing which I greatly feared." Here's Job speaking. "For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me." What did he fear? Everything that happened to him. He greatly feared. It says this, "For the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. That which I was afraid of is come unto me." What happened? He had fear that his kids were going to go wild. He had fear everything was going to be gone. And guess what? It happened. But when he got rid of that fear, when he put his heart back onto God and he put his eyes of faith, everything was restored to him and more. But how we see how the enemy was working through Job, because it said, he even said it, "For I greatly feared this has come upon me, and which I was afraid has come unto me." That's so powerful. That's why we can't fear this coronavirus coming near our house. That's why we can't fear us going anywhere and it getting on us. Just like Job, he said this, "Which I greatly feared is come upon me. That which I was afraid is come unto me." So what happened? He had fear and it happened. Fear, it's like, you know, faith. You trust God and you have faith in God, and you might not see it, or but you have that faith in God and you know it's coming. Fear is the same thing, but in a dark version. He had this fear. He had this fear. Something's going to happen to my kids. I'm going to lose it all. And it happened. That's why we can't have any fear of this little coronavirus. It is of the devil. And the power of the blood of Jesus, it still has all the power. The blood of Jesus, one drop of the blood of Jesus, nothing can stand against the blood of Jesus. And we have to apply that blood over our lives daily. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage myself daily. We apply the blood of Jesus over us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, morning and night. You know, it's amazing when the children of Israel were in Egypt and, you know, the all the plagues were happening, and then all the firstborn, all the sons of in Egypt that were, you know, killed that night. But how the Lord instructed all the children of Israel to apply the blood over their doorpost. Why? Because nothing can get through the blood of Jesus. So literally, that's what we're doing today. We're not taking a brush and putting blood on us. But when we apply that blood, when we speak, you know, faith speaks, faith uses its words. When you apply the blood of Jesus over you, that's what you're doing. And the enemy cannot get through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, there's a story my grandmother shares about this guy, and he had a big farm. And there was these foxes, and these foxes had rabies, and they were biting people, and people were getting sick and dying. So this farmer, he's like, you know what? No, I don't want that to happen here. So he walked around his property, and he, guess what he did? He applied the blood of Jesus over his property. He said, those little foxes carrying all these diseases cannot come past the blood of Jesus. They cannot come into my property. I am not going to deal with it. I know everyone else has had their problems, but guess what? I know the power in the blood of Jesus, and it cannot cross this line. So he walked around, literally. He applied the blood of Jesus. This is what I woke up to this morning. I thought of this story, and I'll share a couple more here, but this is what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. So I woke up thinking about this, and I knew it wasn't coincidence. So I thought about the blood of Jesus over this guy's property. Literally a few days goes by, and someone called him. He answered the phone, and they said, go out and look at your property. And literally at the edge of his property where he applied the blood of Jesus, there were a whole bunch of dead foxes. I love that. Here you see these foxes trying to get through, but they cannot get through the blood of Jesus. No coronavirus can get through the blood of Jesus. We cannot have fear, but we have courage in Jesus' mighty name. I was reminded of like I said this morning, the Lord put some things in my heart. But there was a time way before Destiny, and I was involved in a relationship. It wasn't a godly relationship. I was in a whole bunch of pressure and fear, and it was just all of the devil, really. And I remember my body broke out, and like one day my back, it broke out in like a hive, and I didn't do nothing about it. The next day I started to do my, you know, work. I was working at the ministry at the time, at Billy Brim Ministries, and it spread from one shoulder to the other shoulder, and it hurt so bad, and I had no energy. I had no strength, And I was like, Lord, what, you know, I cry out to God, what is this, Lord? So he helped me, Lord. I know you healed me, the blood of Jesus. And I went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at me. He said, Brandon, what is going on in your life? I said, what do you mean, doctor? He says, you have shingles on your body. He said, those are usually for people that are above 60 years of age. I've never seen someone young like you and, you know, active like you have them. And he says, the only way you can get these really is when you have, they come by having lots of stress in your life and lots of worry and care. And I had that. And I said, what can we do? He goes, there's really nothing you can do. I can give you a shot, maybe speed the process of this whole virus. And maybe you might have it for a few weeks, a few months. But, you know, you just have to, you know, play its course out through you. And I didn't like that. And I'm like, I thought the blood of Jesus is bigger than this. The blood of Jesus, I cannot have this for weeks and months. I'm in lots of pain. So he gave me this shot. And I pled the blood of Jesus over me. And I asked the Lord to please forgive me, you know, not walking in the way I should be with him. And I asked for mercy. And I kid you not, the next morning I was completely whole. Glory to God. Completely healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And let me tell you, the blood of Jesus works. You cry out. You put that blood on you every morning, every night. No coronavirus can come near you. I like this in Psalms chapter 91. The English Standard Version, it says this: no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague comes near your tent. No plague comes near your house. No plague comes near your car. No plague comes near your tent. I believe that. No plague can. And I want to close it with this. And it's about our immune system. It says, I'm just going to read this to you. It says this: our own body, our own blood fights sickness. It's not natural for you and I to be sick. Here's a statement from a doctor. Each day you inhale thousands of germs that are just floating around in the air. Considering this daily attack from all directions, it's a wonder we are not constantly sick. The immune system has evolved to handle this attack, operating like a highly efficient killing machine to destroy germs whenever and wherever they appear. Step one, sounding the alarm. The first defender on the scene are the white blood cells. They make up the immune system and circulate through your body constantly like police on patrol. They find the virus and they make an alert, and certain cells that destroy that virus come. Then the B and T cells remain with a blueprint of how they destroyed that original virus. Just in case it tries to come back, they had the blueprint on how to destroy it. If you get a cough and 2 days later it goes away, that's a sign of your immune system working, or you would always have a cough. That's why someone who's had the chickenpox can walk in a room with everyone having them and be totally fine. The virus may try to get in, but your immune system, the B and T cells, have the blueprint and destroy the virus right away. When people die, you have to bury them. It's because their immune system isn't working anymore to defend all the germs off. So the body breaks down. But let me tell you this, when the spotless Lamb of God, Jesus, when he shed his precious blood for us, when he took all of our sins on the cross, hung there, nails driven in his hands and feet, and after it was all done, he cried out, "It is finished." He gave us the blueprint to all sickness, to all disease, and it is his name, the name of Jesus. We have the blueprint. It has been He has done it all for us. He bore it all for us. Hallelujah. He's done it all for you and I. He gave us the blueprint to beat every plague, every disease, every sickness. It's his name, the name of Jesus, and his blood he shed for you and I. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the people listening. I thank you for the healing power of God flowing right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that they never be the same, that they won't yield to fear, but have courage. Sweet Holy Spirit, we love you, Lord. We honor you. We thank you, Lord, right now. The coronavirus is defeated. The blood of Jesus defeats you, and we will not have fear. Hallelujah. We will have courage instead. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. His Name Ministries podcast. I pray this blessed you. Let us know. God bless.
Thank you for checking out our podcast. For more information on His Name Ministries, check out our website at hisnameministries.com or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Have a blessed day.